Video: Michelle Obama downplays role of women's reproductive system, the least of what it does is produce life. By Amy Farr on May 30, 2025. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is getting pushback for her recent comments on the function of a woman's reproductive system. Obama made her statement during an episode of her podcast, Emo, where she appeared to criticize men and claim they know nothing about a woman's experience. So many men have no idea about what women go through, right? We haven't been researched. We haven't been considered. And it still affects the way a lot of male lawmakers, a lot of male politicians, a lot of male religious leaders think about the issue of choice as if it's just about the fetus. The baby, she stated. But women's reproductive health is about our life. It's about this whole complicated reproductive system that does. The least of what it does is produce life. It's a very important thing that it does. But you only produce life if the machine that's producing it, if you want to, you know, whittle us down to a machine. If the machine is functioning in a healthy, streamlined kind of way. But there is no discussion or apparent connection between the two, Obama added. Social media users were quick to fire back when they heard her statements, one person writing, "The least important thing. Seriously? She is awful. The term reproductive is so sterile. Women bring forth life. Human existence depends on it. It is not a burden or superfluous. It's awe-inspiring," someone else said. The full Emo episode. In June 2022, Obama said she was heartbroken over the United States Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, Breitbart News reported at the time. Although many young women refuse to abort their babies and go on to finish their education and thrive in life, Obama voiced sadness for the hypothetical teenage girl full of zest and promise who won't be able to finish school or live the life she wants because her state controls her reproductive decisions. She then urged activists to join with pro-abortion groups such as Planned Parenthood, which released its 2023 to 2024 annual report over Mother's Day weekend. The report showed there had been 402,230 babies killed via abortion at Planned Parenthood affiliates, and the organization had received a whopping $792.2 million in taxpayer funding, per Breitbart News. The report's release comes as congressional Republicans weigh defunding Planned Parenthood and other abortion organizations through budget reconciliation, the outlet said. In 2023, conservative commentator Tucker Carlson said anyone telling Americans to abort their babies are the enemy, noting that throughout the course of history it has been a religious rite of human sacrifice. Now they are saying abortion is itself a pathway to joy. Really? So, this is not a political debate, this is a spiritual battle. There is no other conclusion, he stated.